Vaya sita pater mohu,
vaya
tamburi,
suonami vari tamburi,
vaya si da fatermuhu,
vaya si da fatermuhu,
siamo charitam
gratam,
siamo
only in brief. Please listen. Purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Modern Rakshasas, posing as educationally advanced merely because they have doctorates, have tried to prove that Lord Ramachandra is not the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but an ordinary person. But those who are learned and spiritually advanced will never accept such notions. They will accept the descriptions of Lord Ramachandra and his activities only as presented by Tattvadarshis, those who know the absolute truth. In Bhagavad Gita 4.34, Supreme Personality of Godhead advises, Tattviri pranipatena pariprasnena sevaya upadekshanti tilyanam jnanas tattvadarshinam. Just try to learn the truth by approaching a spiritual master. Inquire from him submissively and render service unto him. The self-realized soul can impart knowledge unto you because he has seen the truth. Unless one is tattvadarshi, in complete knowledge of the absolute truth, one cannot describe the activities of the personality of Godhead. Therefore, although there are many so-called Ramayanas or histories of Lord Ramachandra's activities, some of them are not actually authoritative. Sometimes Lord Ramachandra's activities are described in terms of one's own imaginations, speculations, or material sentiments. But the characteristics of Lord Ramachandra should not be handled as something imaginary. While describing the history of Lord Ramachandra, Shukadeva Goswami told Maharaj Parikshit, "You have already heard about the activities of Lord Ramachandra. Apparently, therefore, 5,000 years ago, there were many Ramayanas or histories of Lord Ramachandra's activities. And there are many still. But we must select only those books written by Tattvadarshis, Jnaninas Tattvadarshina, not the books of so-called scholars who claim knowledge only on the basis of a doctorate." This is a warning by Shukadeva Goswami. Rishibhis Tattvadarshibhi. Although the Ramayana composed by Valmiki is a huge literature, the same activities are summarized here by Shukadeva Goswami in a few verses. If you like to repeat the translation, O King Parikshit, the transcendental activities of Lord Ramachandra have been described by great saintly persons who have seen the truth. Because you have heard again and again about Lord Ramachandra, the husband of Mother Sita, I shall describe these activities only in brief. Please listen. From this particular verse, we can see that Parikshit Maharaj grew up listening to Ram Ramachandra's pastimes and the pastimes mentioned in Srimad Bhagavatam. So one point is very clear again about listening to Lord Ramachandra in the mood of bhakti, the mood of devotion. And Srila Prabhupada is emphasizing that there are so many different types of Ramayanas and we should be careful to listen from authority. So it's very interesting how the same Ramayana heard by Parikshit Maharaj in his childhood, we can give it to our children. The same values, the same samskaras, the same cultural Vaishnava culture to our children. There is a very beautiful song by a Vaishnava saint, Purandara Dasa, and he says, Rama Nama Paya Sakke Krishna Nama Sakkare Vithala Nama Tuppa Velesi Vai Chappari Siro Vai Chappari Siro. Here is Lord Rama, and the sweetener is the holy name of Krishna, and the ghee which enhances the flavor is Vithala Nama. So when you actually drink the nectar of these holy names and pastimes, the tongue can savor the delicious purpose of human life. So the nectar needs to be given in the authorized form. Srila Prabhupada is mentioning in the purport about this risk. I was just doing a little research to see what is the status of Indian people who grow up listening to Ramayana. A lot of Indian, I mean, we all, children in India, grew up listening to Ramayana. But the risk is that we listen to the pastimes of Rama as if it's just a part of history. As if, yeah, Lord Rama, there are so many Ramayans, okay. But the risk is to think that, oh, this Ramayana is written by this great philosopher who has many, many PhDs and therefore this must be better. Or to think that, oh, this is for the sake of knowledge, history. No, but the way Parikshit Maharaj listened to Sri Rama's pastimes was with devotion and with brilliance. Like we may think, I mean, especially I'm talking about like the Indian culture where we do grow up listening, but what is missing, the missing link is that we do not see the relevance of how Lord Ram's devotion is relevant every day in our life. Ram, Krishna, all these pastimes. We tend to take it for granted. Oh, I know. But Prabhupada is mentioning it's not easily known. Glories and the essence of these pastimes. So today I want to share some interesting connections to Lord Ramachandra, Krishna himself, and Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. How they're all the incarnations of Bhaktavatsala. They are so merciful and the linking connections of the pastimes. So when Lord Ramachandra, Raghunandana Ramachandra, Dasharatha Nandana Ramachandra, when he entered the Dandakaranya forest during his exile period, by the way, just to give a little clue, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also went to the same forest. And there were these rishis, great sages, who were witnessing Lord Sri Ramachandra entering into the forest, and they were absorbed in thoughts of Lord Ramachandra. Shri Raghunandana Sita Ramana. He is accompanied by Sita Devi, who is the Supreme Personality of Godhead himself. And he is none other than Lord Vishnu that they have all been worshipping. And this Supreme Personality, Paramatma, is right in front of their eyes. And Lord Ramachandra is extremely beautiful, his exquisite beauty and his pastimes. And looking at this, the sages have become captivated. So when the sages see Lord Ramachandra, with devotion they're glorifying him, and simultaneously in their their hearts, they have developed a desire to have a relationship with the Supreme Person in the rasa of conjugal love. And therefore, in the Nectar of Devotion, mentions that in Padma Purana there is a description how these same sages who saw Ramachandra and developed this desire were born as gopis in Vrindavan. So this is the quality of Krishna. Now Shri Ram, he immediately fulfilled, he immediately blessed these rishis to be able to get their desires fulfilled. So this is the Supreme Personality of Godhead that we all worship. And later on, when the sages were born as gopis, the point I'm trying to bring is that Lord Ramachandra, Krishna and Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in many, many instances have fulfilled the desires of the devotees. And later on, when Lord Ramachandra passed through the forest and they were in Chitrakoot, and in Chitrakoot, Lord Ramachandra was very happy and he was smiling. And Sita Devi looks at Lord Ram and she's asking him, "Oh, my dear Lord, why is it that you're smiling?" So Lord Ramachandra says, "Well, I'm actually thinking about my incarnation as Sri Krishna." And Sita Devi becomes very curious and she requests him, "Oh, please tell me also, what will you do in that particular incarnation? I want to know more." And Lord Ramachandra tells Sita Devi, "Just wait for 7 days and I will carve particular pastime so you can know more about this." So Lord Ramachandra takes an arrow and he starts to carve on a big stone. Sita Devi becomes very impatient. So after 4 days, she asks, "My dear Lord, I have to see what you have done. Please show it to me." And Lord Ramachandra says, "Okay." And then he reveals this huge, beautiful stone. And there's the beautiful form of Gopinath, of Sri Krishna, playing his flute with the gopis, Lalita, Vishakha, and the gopas, and the cows, and the cowherd boys. And Ramachandra explains to Sita Devi what he is going to do. "I will appear in Rajabhumi as Yashoda Nandana Shri Krishna, the beloved cowherd son of Nanda Baba and Yashoda Maya. And you will appear as Sri Radhika, the tender child of Rishabhanu and Kirtida. And instead of sporting on the Chitraketu hill, I will run behind the cows and play at Govardhan hill with you and my friends." And Sita Devi, as soon as she heard this, her inquisitiveness was fully aroused. And so she softly asked Lord Ramachandra, "Can you show me that form? Can you show me that beautiful, gorgeous form?" So the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Shri Ram, carves his own next pastime in Dwapara Yuga as Lord Shri Krishna. And later on, after Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we're talking now of Lord Chaitanya's pastimes, when he took sannyas, he visited Ramuna. In Ramuna, who is there? Kirchar Gopinath. So when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu visited Kirchar Gopinath, who is none other than the same deity carved by Sri Ramachandra. So when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu visited the deity carved by him as Sri Krishna, the deity of himself as the deity carved by Lord Ramachandra, who is himself, and of the deity who is Sri Krishna, the same Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu enters into ecstasy when he sees Gopinath. And of course, Lord Gopinath, again, the most merciful form of the Supreme Person, the Kirchar Gopinath. By the way, there is a particular pastime when Lord Ramachandra carves this beautiful form of Krishna and the gopis, Sita Devi starts worshipping this Krishna, this Gopinath. And later on, when Sita Devi gets kidnapped, Lord Brahma continues to worship the same deity in Chitrakoot. And then much later, this deity was brought by a king all the way from Chitrakoot to Ramuna. And that's where Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu visits and gets into ecstasy. How amazing is our Lord Sri Chaitanya, how amazing is our Supreme Lord Sri Krishna that we worship, who displays so many pastimes and they are all so interconnected. Some other little details about this deity are, if we study this particular pastime of future Gopinath, we can see the glories of Madhavendra Puri, how the same deity Krishna Gopinath stole here for his dear devotee. This again proves the point of Bhakta Vatsala. This again proves the point that Krishna fulfills the desires of devotees. And for Krishna, there is nothing too small. And for Krishna, there is nothing too big. This whole pastime is very, very beautiful. If you do want to get into the details of it, you can go and study the pastime of Kirtan Gopinath and the story of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Madhavendra Puri. It's very fascinating. So I will continue with a few other connections, stories. In the Kishkindha chapter of Ramayana, there is the mention of, this is after Sita Devi gets kidnapped. Lord Ramachandra, there is this particular instance where there are seven trees and Lord Ramachandra with one arrow, he pierces through these seven trees. And it is mentioned that it's in the Saptatala. This is the particular spot. And interestingly, in Chaitanya Charitamrita, something amazing happens. Saptatala vriksha dekhe kana navitara ati vritta ati stula ati uchatara. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to Dandakaranya. He was in the Saptatala, the same place as Lord Ramachandra was. And there he saw seven trees. And the seven palm trees, they were very old, very bulky and very high. Saptatala dekhi prabhu alingana kaila sashira saptatala vaikunte chalila. After seeing these seven trees, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu embraced them. As a result, all these trees immediately returned to Vaikuntha Loka. Harivo. Shunya stala dekhi lokera aila chamatkara loka kahe sanyasi rama avatara. After the seven palm trees had departed for Vaikuntha, everyone there were astonished to see them gone. And then the people began to say, this sannyasi called Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he must be an incarnation of Lord Ramachandra. Sasarire tala gila Sri Vaikuntha dhama Vaiche shakti karahaya vinayeka rama. Only Lord Ramachandra has the power to send these seven palm trees to the spiritual world. Harivo. Lord Ramachandra visited South India and so did Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Lord Ramachandra visited many temples. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also visited many temples. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu visited a Rama temple while he was in Tirupati. And also, in South India, there is a place called Dhanushkoti. And during the pastime of Lord Ramachandra, there is a mention how on the mountain, Sita Devi became thirsty. And Lord Ramachandra, with one arrow on the top of the mountain, he shot that arrow and the water source sprang from there. Even today, you can see this water flowing from that place where Lord Ramchandra hit the arrow. And so Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda have visited these holy places. In South India, when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu visited different places, Dakshina Deshe Raloka Aneka Prakara Keha Jnani Keha Karni Pashatiya Para. So there were many types of people that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu met. Some were philosophical speculators, some were fruitive workers. In any case, there were innumerable devotees. Madhya Leela Chaitanya Charitamrita mentions this. Vaishnavaya Madhya Rama Upasaka Sabha Keha Tattva Vani Keha Haya Shri Vaishnava. At that time in South India, there were also Vaishnavas, and all these Vaishnavas were Rama Bhaktas. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu visited South India, he met two types of Vaishnavas, Tattvavadi and Sri Vaishnava. So basically, Tattvavadis are the Madhvas, the followers of Madhvacharya, and the Sri Vaishnavas are the followers of Ramanujacharya. Sei Sabha Vaishnava Mahaprabhu Radha Shane Krishna Upasaka Haila Laya Krishna Name. After meeting Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, all these different Vaishnavas became devotees of Sri Krishna. And they began chanting the Hare Krishna mantra. The next verse, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, right after this, he started singing along with all these converted Vaishnava devotees. Rama Radhava Rama Radhava Rama Radhava Rakshamam Krishna Keshava Krishna Keshava Krishna Keshava Parima Rama Radhava Rama Radhava Rama Radhava Rakshamam Krishna Keshava Krishna Keshava Krishna Keshava Parima. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is going around South India with all these converted followers, and he was chanting the holy names of Lord Ram and of Lord Krishna. And so the meaning of this song is, O Lord Ramachandra, descendant of Maharaj Raghu, kindly protect me. O Lord Krishna, killer of the Keshi demon, kindly protect me. Coming back to Navadvip Dham, Sri Mayapur Dham, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu demonstrated his form as Krishna and Rama and Lord Chaitanya. That's the form of Sarvaj Bhagavan. And in many instances, so here I will mention a couple of verses from Chaitanya Charitamrita. Sarvabhauma prati age kari parihasa sesha sarvabhaume sarpuja sarpuja prakasha. At first, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu started teasing Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. Then, right after that, he showed his form as Sarpuj Bhagavan to Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu demonstrated different types of Sarpuj, different arms, like some were arms of Rama, Krishna and Lord Chaitanya, some were of Narsingha, Krishna and Lord Chaitanya. So there were different forms of Chaturbhuja. Sometimes he demonstrated forms of four-armed Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, showing that he is Krishna himself, Rama himself, sometimes showing he is Narsingha himself, and so on. Nirantara Sarvamandire Prabhu Yaya Chaturbhuja Sarvabhujadi Vigraha Dekhaya. So the Lord regularly visited the house of his devotees and exhibited to them his various forms, such as his four-arm and six-arm forms. This first time you can see in the Madhya Kanda. Beautiful descriptions. Many, many pastimes of Lord Chaitanya. Next, I want to share, I took this opportunity to remember certain certain pastimes maybe that you may not have heard much. So I want to share with you one special pastime of a very special devotee from South India, because we're talking about South India, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's visit there, and Lord Ramachandra. So there was this devotee called Ramadasu. His previous name was Gopanna. He was an ardent devotee of Lord Ramachandra. He was working in the government, Tana Shah. The Muslim king Muhammad Tana Shah was the king at that time. And so Gopanna was working as a tax collector in the kingdom. So this happened in Andhra Pradesh, South Indian district of Andhra Pradesh. He was always absorbed in the glories and pastimes of Lord Ramachandra, himself, his wife, his child, everyone were great devotees. As Krishna always reveals himself in different forms, such as Kirachara Gopinath, how he was found. I'm not going to tell you, if you don't know, please go and read it. It's amazing how the deity is found and what are the stories connected. Similarly, Gopanna also finds this amazingly beautiful deity of Lord Ram, Lord Lakshman and Sita Devi. Exquisitely beautiful deities. And he sees that these deities don't have a temple. Because he is the devotee of Lord Ram, he starts working very hard and he starts collecting money personally from all the villagers. He starts to basically start doing sankirtan, different forms of sankirtan, and starts collecting money to build a beautiful temple for Lord Ram and to make different beautiful jewelry. At one point, the temple is almost at the stage of completion, but he doesn't have enough money. While he is collecting in this way, we should note that he was going through a lot of austerities and he was living outside the palace, although the palace, or like let's say the king had given him like a quarters, but he wasn't living in that, so that the king could not criticize him for taking the money of the government. So he was living a very simple life, austere, and collecting money. At one point when the money was short, some of the people suggested, why don't you borrow some of the money from the government tax collection that you have? We will pay you back as soon as the agriculture and the harvesting is done. We will pay you back and then you can pay back to the king. And as Krishna plays his pastimes, he does take the money and complete the temple from the king. And some things go wrong and some of the assistants of the king spread wrong rumors about Ramadasu and what he did with the money, and the king becomes extremely angry and he imprisons Ramadasu. For 12 years he is imprisoned, and there were many, many innumerable songs that he composed. Many, many beautiful songs that Ramadasu composed on Lord Shri Ram, and he never gave up being a Ram devotee. One song that he composed, I want to share with you today, is one song that is saying, O Rama, Ni Nama, Ento Ruchi Ra, Ento Ruchi, Ento Ruchi, Ento Ruchi Ra. O Rama, Ni Nama, Ento Ruchi Ra. What sweet taste your holy names of Lord Ram is. Such a taste that cannot be found anywhere in this universe. This song he composed when he was being tortured. They gave him rotis made of 90% salt and 10% of flour. And that's the food that he would get. And all the assistants would stand there waiting to see him wailing in pain and screaming of hunger. Instead, Ramadasu would eat this and start singing, what an amazing taste is the Hami Nami of Lord Ram. And in this way, he converted many of the jail attendants, like these soldiers in the jail, because they were amazed with his taste for the holy name. And so he converted many people. So what happens is, the climax of the story is, he sings many songs, asking Sita Devi, who is the most merciful mother, to help him, to, he never really asked, come and save me. Not really, you know, as pure devotees don't really ask out of the trouble situation, but he is having many, many beautiful experiences and realizations. He sings songs such as, oh, I made this Sitamaku Chestini Chintaku Padakamu Ramachandra. In one of the songs, he's kind of in a challenging mood, saying, dear Lord Ram, please don't forget, I spent 12 lakhs of money to make you that pendant. And Sita Devi, she's wearing that pearl pendant. I also spent 18. And so he composes this whole song describing how much money he spent to make these different ornaments. And then he says, please remember that this money was not given by Dasharath. And this money also was not given by Janak Maharaj. So very, very highly advanced devotee was having this leela with the Lord. So at the end of the 12th year, he was in prison for life, but 12th year, two very beautiful looking gentlemen arrived in the midnight in Tana Shah's palace and knock on the door of this king. The king opens the door and he sees this unusually handsome, brilliant looking gentleman, and he asks, who are you? What are you doing here? And they say, I'm Ramoji, I'm Lakshmoji. We have come here to pay back the money that Ramadasa took. And he took 4 lakhs, 40,000, actually I forgot the number. He took whatever the money that Ramadasa had spent, Ramoji and Lakshmoji gave back. Instead of silver coins which Ramadasa had taken, Ramoji and Lakshmoji gives to the king the gold coins of the same quantity. So and every coin, even today you can see that coin by the way, every coin had an impression of Lord Ram on it. There was no such coin existing at that time of the rule of the king, but every gold coin had an impression of Ram on it. And so the king is starting to become like questioning, and Lakshmoji, being a little bit temperamental type, starts to become angry with the king. And then Ramoji says, no, no, please, we cannot reveal our identity, no, keep quiet. So he says, please, right now I want you to open the gates of this Ramadasu and release him. And the king says, right now in the midnight. And Lakshmoji says, yes, we paid you, now you have to release him now. So in the middle of the night they go, they open the gates of the prison house, and Ramoji and Lakshmoji disappear. And then Ramadasu comes out and he's extremely distressed. Why should he be distressed? He got released. He couldn't care about his release. He and the king both immediately understood what had happened. They immediately understood who was this Ramoji and Lakshmoji. They immediately understood that these coins were not ordinary and not of this world. And Ramadasa becomes very, very miserable, thinking that, how is it possible that I worship my Lord Sri Ram all my life? And he did not give me darshan. Instead, he gave darshan to this king. How unfair is this? So he literally goes mad and he goes into the forest. He tries to see Ram everywhere. Yantha Ramamayam, Yijana Yantha Ramamayam. He starts seeing Rama in the storm. He starts seeing Rama in the tree. He tries to go grab and collapse and complete ecstasy. Very quickly I should mention why the king got darshan of Ram, right? He was not ordinary. Maybe I should also mention that Rama did send airplane all the way from Ramaloka, and he got this devotee to come along with him. Usually Ramadasu, every day he was in his ecstasies, so he would tell the wife, oh, Rama is here, please come. And the wife got used to it after a while, so she didn't believe him anymore, right? So when they really there, they came from the spiritual world. And then the husband turns to the wife and says, "The Lord is here to take me. Please join me, come." And she says, "This is one of those everyday things, you know." And she says, "I'll join you later." And by the time she comes out, he's gone. Okay, that was the end of the story of that. And he is set to be blessing all devotees who come to Bhadrachala. This is the temple that he built. You can see it even today. It's in Andhra Pradesh. Bhadrachala Ramadasa is his name. And it is said that he wished not for liberation, but he wished to be present and bless everyone to get Rama Bhakti, and everyone who visits the temple, he benedicts them with Rama Prema. Okay, maybe we can take a question or something, and then if we don't have questions, then I'll say, who was that king?
Who is the king?
It happens that this king was a great Shiva devotee in his previous life. Such a great devotee that he had made vows to perform very severe tapasya and austerity. And one time he made a vow to do very austere puja for 365 days. How many days? 365. He starts the puja, he reaches 364 days. Somehow or another, he assumes that he had done 365 days of puja. And this puja was supposed to give the darshan of Lord Shiva personally. And somehow or another, he becomes very angry. "I did this severe austerity for 364 days and Shiva's not appearing. What kind of a thing is this?" So he kind of gets furious and loses faith. What he does is not so nice. He destroys the Shivalinga that he was worshipping. Just into pieces. And he says, "I don't believe in this." And then Lord Shiva reveals the truth that he had not actually done 365 days, but he had only done 364. And therefore, he could not see Lord Shiva. And therefore, he got cursed. He got cursed to become a non-devotee, non-believer in the next life. Also, he said, "But I did 364, I should get something, right? Please give me some compensation." And Lord Shiva, being Ashutosha, very easily pleased, most merciful, Vaishnava Naam Yathasham Bho, he says, "You will be able to get the darshan of my Lord, Supreme Personality of Godhead Himself, because you did 364 days, because you worshipped me." So again, devotees of the Lord and the Lord and the devotees, they are always merciful, always compassionate. Whatever we do, even small, tiny bit, Srila Prabhupada says teeny bit, small teeny things, he always counts it. Unlike the human beings, that there are 99 good things and we only focus on the not good thing, Krishna is the opposite. He focuses on that one little thing we are doing right. And that's why the Tana Shaha got the darshan of Lord Rama and Lakshman. Rama Bhadrachala Rama Dasa Ki.
One question, Ramadas past tense, it was before Chaitanya Mahaprabhu or after Chaitanya Mahaprabhu?
It's before, as I wrote before. Is the past tense of Ramadasa is before Lord Chaitanya or after? Before, as I am aware of it. It's a very old temple, so more than 500 year old temple. Mahaprabhu is 500, the Bhadrachala Ramadasa, the temple, is more than 500 years old. But Purandara Dasa, the devotee that I mentioned, some of the songs, he is a contemporary of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He met Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in South India. All these great Vaishnava saints who came before Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, it is said that they came to prepare the ground. Before Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came, they started to do all this dasa sahitya. They became the devotees who go house to house preaching. They were preparing the ground. They were all servants of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
That place Mahaprabhu visited Ramadas temple?
This, oh no, but Lachala, I'm not sure. I'm not sure.
What was the question?
Well, did he visit this temple of Bhadrachala? I do not think so. But I don't know. I have to check. Mahaprabhu went to so many places and I don't remember reading Bhadrachala. So. Anything else? Any comments? Okay. We shall have here. Granthaka Srimad Bhagavatam ki.
Yeah.